National Snow and Ice Data Center Director Mark Serez struggled for words a few weeks ago to describe the warmest of last winter's weather.
It was just crazy warm. I've really never seen anything like it.
Scientists with the center again cited the weird weather Monday when they announced the amount of sea ice that formed over the winter in the Arctic Ocean was, for the second year, far below average. The average based on when the center began satellite monitoring sea ice in 1981.
And if I look at December, January, February averaged air temperatures, over the poles, they're almost 12 degrees Celsius above normal.
12 degrees Celsius equals about 54 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's a huge anomaly in the temperatures for the Arctic.
Julian Struva is a senior research scientist with the center. She says some of that warmth came from El Nino and the Blob, the mass of warm water that parked in the North Pacific late last year. Struva says those phenomena won't be present next year, so it seems unlikely the sea ice extent at the end of next winter will set another record. But she says the overall trend is clear.
The long-term warming from, increasing greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, all climate models show that we're going to continue to lose the sea ice.
The Denver-based National Snow and Ice Data Center says sea ice extended an average of 5.6 million square miles over the Arctic Ocean as of Thursday. That's about 5,000 square miles less than last year's maximum sea ice extent. Serez, the center director, says that suggests the sea ice minimum recorded at the end of summer may also break that record set in 2012.
In the record books. It depends on the summer weather patterns, and we just can't predict that.
The center will issue its report on the minimum sea ice extent in September. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.